Josh is peeing.
Don't do that.
This is the post show.
somebody says on the chat that ended poorly.
It's the same song we played on the regular show.
I was in a panic. I didn't have time to copy it twice.
Turn that down. That's loud. This is the post show for Hijinks Ensue podcast number 38. For all of you Vault donators and subscribers,
Darwin,
my sincerest thanks. Yeah, I'm hungry too. We'll make this short. As soon as Josh gets back.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be short then.
Oh, that's right. Depending on what he's got actually going on in there. Well, anything else you want to talk about before we start the post-show madness?
I'm reading World War Z, which is awesome.
What's that?
It's a, they're not seeing it.
Oh.
It's the oral history of the zombie wars. It's awesome. It's Max so Brooks. Good.
Did
it's so good.
Did you ever not see zombie survival guide?
No, I think you told me about it. I've never seen it.
That's this book is actually so well written. Like, I haven't been able to put it down the past couple of days. So good. Go read it. Go.
Interesting.
It almost reads like several Newsweek interview articles. It's really good. Except zombies. Lots of zombies. So right now, I'm all about the zombies.
Apparently, you streamed it and save everything, right?
Of course it didn't.
I don't care.
Oh, God.
What'd you do, P? Where are you going? God damn it. We shouldn't have started this thing yet. I didn't know we were going to have a fucking pee party.
Does that mean I have to go too? Because I don't have to.
No.
Okay.
No, you weren't even invited to the pee party. So. God, Ustream. Eat a dick, Ustream.
So it turns out on YouTube, the entire hour and a half episode of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is there.
In one file?
Yeah.
That's weird. Did you hear me when I said it looked like Cinematic Titanic was redoing it, apparently?
I hadn't heard anything about
that's
it.
That's such a weird-ass movie. My God, that's such a weird movie. So, the topics that we can choose from. We can do one or two for the post-show here. Number one is the top 10. We're on a loop now. The top 10 most ridiculous movie endings. That's one.
I'm just going to call one right. Dark City.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen that. Don't spoil it.
Number two.
That's my guess way ahead of time.
This is just a list of the best sci-fi movies of all time. I looked at it and it's kind of right, so we probably just end up going, yeah. Okay, I agree.
Good, it'll be a quick podcast.
Sure, whatever.
So number three is
we'll be done with the shit.
Seven shitty performances that nearly ruined great movies.
All right.
That interests me.
Okay, we'll do that one last. Let's do those the first and the last one. Room rape?
I don't know.
Interesting. But I guess I have to wait for Eli to get back. I don't know.
So. Anyway.
Why didn't you? So you said you made like 900 cookies. Why didn't you bring 900 cookies?
I brought some to my family, so they ate some already, and I've been picking away at it for like a past week or so now.
Make me a pie! This list is from Spike.com, who wants to remind us that this does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Spike Network, because they would probably end up showing some of these movies. The top 10 most ridiculous movie endings. Number 10... is Stephen King's It. Now, the reason they say this is the most ridiculous ending, because I guess it is faithful to the book, is that the stop motion for the spider is so bad.
Oh, yeah, okay. But it was a TV movie.
Also, the song's played on a loop.
Oh.
It was played like four times.
Can you just turn it down a little bit?
Down and different. So, I mean, I don't know if you can really fault it for that, but I guess it's...
Yeah, it was a TV... I'll give it this. It... as a movie, really falls apart in the last act.
It does.
But
just a bad movie.
Get it. It does.
Shut up.
It.
The story was so incredibly fucked up to begin with, and it's something that you cannot actually... The ending, like, all the kids have sex with each other at the end in the book. I am not kidding. and it's a plot point.
But they're not kids anymore, right?
No, there are two stories that happen simultaneously. One when they're kids and one when they're adults.
So the book was actually good?
Oh, the book is fantastic.
Oh,
the children do have sex with each other?
Yeah, it's weird.
Why?
It made sense. It actually didn't make sense, but it was in the book.
They're like, we're so tormented by this alien monster demon, we should jerk each other off?
Well, there was the one girl. I think they all fuck her.
Wow.
I think.
I don't number know. Number nine.
Stephen King gets on these weird whatever. Spells.
You know
sometimes.
What? I was in like fifth grade and I was like, oh my god, they have sex. This is awesome.
It puts in a book.
It's so hard to jerk off while reading a book.
No, it's not.
The book keeps shaking.
If it's not a big hardcover, then.
That's what she said?
I don't know. Next.
Oh, wow.
Contact. Okay. I have issue with this because I actually like everything about this movie. I know that it's panned.
It is way long.
Yeah.
It is way too long. I liked really it too, like but it. Man, it's long.
That's what she said.
God damn it. Yeah. We're not doing that
no, we are.
For the next hour.
That's also what she said.
You're making this easy. Contact. I like how it ended in that it was vague, and I like that I was angry at the end of it because no one believed anything about her journey, and they were actually covering up the evidence that right. would have proved her journey was real and all that. And so I liked the fact that it actually provoked emotion at the end, I guess. But I can understand why people would be like, we're building, and nothing. You know,
hey,
so
it's just like the last podcast we just did.
Yeah.
Just
pff, over.
The end.
The end. What are you reading over there, Eli?
An email.
Okay.
Well, we're good. Yeah, I thought it was gonna cross into the 19th like podcast. Oh.
Number 8's Castaway.
Yeah, you know what? I have so many issues with that movie that aren't related to the end. So it
too long. Too long.
Way too effing long.
Would anyone like some original flavored Trident gum?
No, thanks.
Absolutely not.
The point that they make in this article is that. You wait through this whole movie of Island Adventure, and then there's like nearly an hour of him like shaking hands and, you know, reacclimating to society and sitting around, and then he doesn't get back with his wife. But the scenes with his wife to me were like heart wrenching.
Oh yeah,
I mean they were like tear jerking.
There's nothing about that movie that was compelling to me like at all.
It's the triumph of the human spirit.
Whatever. He was talking to a volleyball.
He was much better as Woody. Because I was like, so...
As Woody?
So Woody gets off the island, right? I mean, that's
all
cool.
All of his characters. I appreciate the marionette.
He hooks up with Bo Peep.
Right. Number 6, Sunshine.
Oh, I don't care what anybody says about that movie. I loved it.
I totally feel this. Why does this like sci-fi epic turn into a B-horror movie at the end?
I don't think anything about it was B.
So weird. Well.
At all. I think it was fantastic. I loved every second of it.
It was a little strange.
It was a little strange.
For the ending?
Hate it, though. I wouldn't have put it on this list.
I definitely wouldn't put it on this list. I think they're looking for things that start off well and like fall apart at the end, maybe.
Well, that sure as hell didn't fall apart at the end. It's just
it shifted focus so quickly that it kind of catches you off guard.
I think the story went in a direction that the audience was not anticipating, but then upon repeated viewings, that was clearly where the story needed to go.
That's what I was going to say. What else?
Oh my god, that movie is fucking beautiful.
What else is going to happen when you get that close to the sun? Like, I would imagine things are not going to go well.
I mean, yeah, we have eons of man being programmed to literally worship the sun. Like, you're crossing the science and religion shit there and people going insane. Like, I totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, I can buy that because it's like, you could totally throw that off as medical, physical thing where, like, it is so goddamn hot near the sun that they are just, they're insane now. Like, they have just lost their shit.
Well, it's more bright than hot.
And they know,
really hot.
And they know they're about to die and, like, you know, mentally, spiritually, like all kinds of things. I mean, I buy it. I mean, at least I do, but I think people expect it. And then they expected the Armageddon ending where it's like, well, no, we actually put the nuke in there.
We blew up the sun! We win! Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, did you know? I did a bunch of research because I had a lot of questions.
Can you close the door? Sorry.
I had a lot of questions at the end of that movie. Did you know that the whole reason for the sun going out was in the movie and they cut it because they thought nobody would get it?
Yeah.
Probably.
I read up a bunch of stuff about the movie. I loved
it. Apparently, there's a there's a particle that's akin to like a free radical. I don't remember what it's called, but it was like a rogue particle that made it into the nucleus of the sun, which like offset its electron balance or some shit.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And they explained that in like one line in the opening voiceover, and then they cut it, and then they just said like, the sun died, and a nuclear bomb's gonna fix it. But that's not actually what the script called
with
for.
With a mass the size of Manhattan.
They also explained how completely impossible that was.
Doesn't matter. Don't care.
There's so many plot holes in the science. Fucking great. It was a good movie.
I don't care about science. The movie was wonderful.
Yeah, movie
was
great.
I don't care about science.
Oh, my God. The movie, it's so beautiful.
One of the other things...
It is achingly beautiful.
One of the other things I read was that the reason for that whole mass the size of Manhattan thing, the science on that is all wrong. It wasn't going to be... But it turns out the ship was going to have to be so big, and they didn't, for visual reasons, they changed it. Like, they fuck the science, it's going to look stupid.
Right. Yeah, sure, yeah. Whatever.
Because they were like, oh, that's right, it's a movie.
You're right. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're talking about mass, maybe it was just super dense. So.
No, it's supposed to be super dense, but read the Wikipedia, it's kind of interesting.
The movie is fantastic.
This one I totally agree with, because I know it's a dumb movie, but I was enjoying it until the end, was Planet of the Apes. Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
Oh, with the like, the Chimperham Lincoln or whatever
nonsensical ending. There's no theory to explain that ending. It's like, wait, he went back in time to Earth, and then he was Abraham Lincoln. Or are they still on the Monkey Planet? Or how long has it been? Or how do you evolve apes that quickly? Or none of it makes sense. None of it.
The only thing at all I like about that movie was that one monkey.
Tim Roth. He's so good.
That's the only thing I like about everything else. It's like, it's Marky Mark.
I produce Entourage.
And that blonde chick who cannot act her way out of the box. Nova, yeah, oh, my God.
Helena Bonham Carter was good.
She was okay.
Paul Giamatti was awesome.
He was fantastic. He should always be an orangutan.
As far as I'm concerned, he is.
So... I haven't done the research to verify this or not, but I heard that he made that movie because he lost a bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, if you lose, you have to remake Planet of the Apes?
Like, somebody had the rights to do it, and they were just drunk one night, and he was like, if I lose, I'll fucking make your shitty script. And then he lost and had to make the script.
They're apparently remaking Conquest for Planet of the Apes now. Not as a sequel, just as a completely different property.
Good for them.
I don't want to see it. I don't want it to happen. This one is also hard for me. I consider this to be... This is like one of the five movies that will actually make me cry every single time I see it.
What?
Yeah, I'll pussy up all over this movie.
Pearl Harbor.
The end really... I don't like it. What Dreams May Come.
That movie's pretty.
The movie proves Robin Williams is a good actor when he shaves his arms and calms the fuck down and gets off the coke.
I actually like that movie because I think I was reading Dante's Inferno around the same time or something, and it was very, I don't know, it tied in really well for
it's
some
such an interesting
somehow.
Exploration of life and death.
Well,
it's
the visuals were awesome.
And that
pretty
movie
colors.
Should have never been released to a mass audience in theaters.
Yeah,
that
movie I would
has
say
no
that.
Appeal for movie-going America
at all. I
don't
even remember how it ended.
So
it ends with the whole family being dead together in heaven. And then the mom and dad deciding to go back and live one more life to see if they can find each other again.
That's not so bad. What's bad about that?
Wait, is it in Blu-ray? Because then maybe I'll care.
I think it is.
Because it'll look awesome.
It looks awesome.
It'll look awesome in Blu-ray.
It might be on Blu-ray.
If not, then...
I don't know. I really liked it because their rendition of Hell was really creepy awesome and epic.
Robin Williams is just so hard to watch.
Dude.
He's actually tolerable in this
Bill
movie.
And Ted's Bogus Journey's rendition of Hell.
That's pretty good, too.
Unmatched.
You stole decent Deacon's Easter basket.
You can totally have all my Iron Maiden records. Dude, we're dead. Dude, they're yours.
That's horrible.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Oh, it's so good. Sorry.
Number three is Indy 4.
Never watched it.
No. That ending doesn't matter because that movie doesn't matter.
Right. That movie is dead to me because I've never seen it.
This one?
It's the adopted child that somebody
needed to partial birth abort that bitch.
Right. It's the adopted child that I gave away a long time ago. And I know I don't want to know anything about it.
I don't care.
I don't want to know if he's smart or good looking or athletic. Like, I don't want to know anything about that kid. I gave him up.
Not mine.
He went to a gay place again. I don't know where he
what?
Was going with that.
I'm talking about adoption.
Oh, I thought you were talking about dudes.
I'm saying that's the baby that I gave up for adoption when I was like 15.
I thought you were talking about dudes again.
That's pretty good.
Number two, I agree with 100% is AI.
Oh, God.
AI ended.
Oh,
wait, how does that end?
I sat in the theater for 3 hours
AI
for that
ends
movie.
Twice. The first ending is beautiful and poetic and sad.
What was
very
that
sad.
Ending?
The second ending.
It's where he follows the blue fairy and he's like down in the little sub or whatever down in the
bottom
of the
ocean. I thought he was going to end at that
bottom
of
the
point.
Fucking ocean.
That was
the
good.
Credits. The credits needed to roll yeah. right there. And it would have been like,
I was
soul sucking.
I was like half slow clap. And it was like, oh, it's not over. I was like.
Crazy
mind,
aliens,
like,
and look, it's your mommy, but it's
like,
really not.
This kid is going to stay at the bottom of the ocean till the end of time, waiting for his mother. Oh my God, that's crazy. And then it's like, nope, alien cyborgs, and we give you one more day with her, and it's awesome. And she can only
Yay,
be here for
cupcakes.
One day, because our magic dies after a day. And then we'll worship you, and you can teach us about the past. Through the eyes of a child.
That's right. And then at that point, I was like...
And that was like another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Yeah, it was.
It was
like... from the moment the credit should have rolled to the end was like 26 minutes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or 14.
But it's cool because whenever you have that on Blu-ray, you can just hit stop.
That's true.
See, I took the DVD and I used a microscope to find the part where it should
and
have ended.
And just scratched the shit out of the rest of the disc.
Scratched outward in concentric circles.
Is it the blue wire or the red wire?
Yeah. I actually shaved it. I took a Dremel tool and I cut off that layer. It's a much smaller DVD now. It saves space.
Nice. It makes a bunch of noise because it's rattling yeah. around in there.
Number one, we talk about this movie too much. You're all going to say, fuck you, but it's Signs.
That movie
I
is great.
I agree, you don't agree.
That movie
blah,
is great.
Blah, blah.
You know what? Just skip. Just no. Okay. We don't need to have this conversation again. That movie is perfect.
It ends. It ends, and it ends satisfactory.
Douchely. This next list.
Fucking douche yourselfily.
What?
I don't know. Just go to the next thing.
That sounds
thing.
Painful.
Shut up.
The next list is from Nude Celebrity Death SUV. Which I've never heard of.
What?
I don't know.
Nice URL.
Seven. What's that?
He just found a headline. Man versus wild host injured in Antarctic expedition.
Yeah.
It's about fucking time.
They didn't kill
funny.
That guy.
It's, oh my God, I've been waiting for so long.
Was it against a bear?
No, he fell mean, and fucked up his shoulder.
Oh,
pussy.
I know. I was like, wait, no.
And then
call me whenever he gets attacked by a herd of baby
seals.
Yeah,
there was no like orca whale.
Oh my God, I would watch that.
No,
I would watch that.
The baby
over
seals
and over.
Beat him to death.
And then make a coat out of him.
And they're so cute about it too.
little baby emperor penguins maul him to death. Turns out they have claws. You just didn't know.
And fangs.
Seven shitty performances that
in
nearly,
a beak?
What? I don't know.
How do you have fangs and a beak?
How do they have claws? In a...
Shut up.
That nearly Penguin. Ruined great movies. Seven shitty performances that nearly ruined great movies.
Go, go, go.
After this, we'll be done. Number seven. I think this is a farce because it says Jack Black and King Kong, but I think King Kong kind of sucked.
I would partially disagree.
I enjoyed large portions of that movie.
Me too.
It looked great as my first HD free
that is
HD
true.
DVD.
That is true.
I saw somebody on Twitter said this, and I agree with them. Somebody was watching it for the first time. I can't remember who. And they said, that movie should have been King Kong versus the Dinosaurs, the end.
Yes. Actually, I would agree
with
that.
That
but I
been
did
fine.
Cry at the end. When they're in
sad.
The pond. When they're on the pond.
I cried because he didn't explode when he fell off the fucking Empire State Building.
No!
A fucking 60-ton monkey falls like 900
That's
feet.
That's actually, I never thought of
and
it that way.
And lands intact. No. The city would have been blanketed in carcass. It would have been beautiful.
That would have that would actually been awesome.
Yeah. Everybody
would
have gotten...
It was beauty that slew the beast.
He's like wow. drenched in
Sorry,
blood.
Just...
Yeah,
she's just in the middle of it, just
they
covered
would,
in blood head
they
to toe.
They would have been getting gigantic monkey fur out of everything for a year.
God. That's
and New York
brutal.
Would have stunk so bad they would have had to move.
Move New York.
Yeah.
That's where the sequel happens.
Yeah. Jack Black had no purpose in that movie, though.
Not
Why
really.
Did they cast him?
It was
that?
Weird. You know, I think Peter Jackson did it just as a, like, kind of a, fuck you, let's see how this turns
I
out.
I think so. That's what it seemed
the thing,
like.
The thing I want filmmakers to stop doing is stop living out your childhood fantasies because you were stupid when you were a kid. Peter Jackson, you have proved beyond, against all odds, that you could make what I consider to be the most beautiful, moving, just like soul-wrenching trilogy of movies that I identify with on so many levels, despite not having a sword or any chainmail or any of that, and not a very impressive beard. I still identify with those movies so much. And then he's like, in all my whole life, I've wanted to ruin King Kong, so...
I will. So check this shit out. It's King Kong!
Yeah.
But it was an awful...
It looks great in high def, though.
It wasn't necessary at all,
though.
That's
true.
There are, like, large segments of that movie that have no purpose at all.
Adrian Brody was awesome.
The first hour and the last 2 hours.
The only funny thing I ever saw of that was the Saturday Night Live spoof of that when...
The giant dick.
Yeah, King Kong climbing up and like...
Oh, yeah.
His junk is in there and he's like, this damn couch is in here. It's like, I'm going to try to push it out. And he's like...
Just checking him off.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Because then they did make fun of the fact that like it would be massive amounts of liquid, regardless if he falls off a building or blows his wad or whatever. Like,
yeah, okay. But next movie.
Number 6, Katie Holmes and Batman Begins.
God, I hate that cunt.
Yeah, she's
Wow, that's a little harsh.
Pretty harsh.
Yeah, but she is pretty awful.
Yeah,
but yeah,
she was terrible in that movie.
She was terrible in everything.
She was she was good in Sam Raimi's
Dawson's
The Gift.
Creek?
I don't know.
She showed her titties in that movie.
Oh, but
didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, and then she gets slapped around by Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, I know, that was awesome.
I haven't seen that
Which
movie.
That was like a double payoff.
Titties.
Whoa, Katie Holmes
and
tits.
And somebody slapped that bitch.
And
yes.
Wow, she's getting her shit beat out of her. That's kind of cool. Yes. I hate that bitch. Yeah, she's just not a good actress, and that was a great movie. Though I can totally ignore her in that so easily because that movie was so great.
That's true.
I didn't see this. Josh, did you see Hairspray? The remake?
No.
John Travolta in Hairspray? In drag?
Thank you for asking.
Wait, you never saw Hairspray, the movie?
I saw the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I wrong for assuming that you saw Hairspray?
No, but yes.
Come on.
Hairspray. My mama told me not to use it. Hairspray. Come on.
I would actually have to agree with that. It was weird. And so is this role, the role of the mom, is that traditionally played by somebody like a...
No.
Okay.
The answer to your question is no.
Because I know they've done that for like... You know how Peter Pan is always like a woman or whatever. Like so I didn't know about Hairspray, but he was... It was creepy.
That's because you need somebody whose voice hasn't
dropped. Walken is always awesome.
Whoa.
He dances and sings a little in that movie, which is great. But I was like...
Does he do Weapon of Choice?
No. I was actually...
It's like, there's fucking escalators just appear for no reason. Yeah. And he just
I was a little terrified, though, that they would... Like, him and Travolta would end up kissing at some point. I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Wow.
The movie stops after that. But they never do, so which is good.
Tom Cruise, won't you come out of the closet? Yeah. John Travolta, won't you come out of the closet?
I think that... Actually, that movie is really great. Just John Travolta was pretty creepy in it, is all.
He's creepy, period.
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
Covered in Scientology goo. He's weird. Number 4, am I correct in assuming that none of us have seen a film called The King of Comedy?
No,
I have not seen that. I know what it is, but I haven't
seen
it.
Next. This is a good one.
Yes.
Number 3, Keanu in Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yes, I absolutely, hands down, agree with that.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
Whoa.
Was it Gary Oldman as Dracula?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love how you have to ask that question because he disappears into every role he's ever been in.
Yeah, you know, he's
absolutely.
Like he's so 10 minutes
so
before
good.
The movie's an over, actor. And you're like, oh my god, that's Gary Oldman!
Yeah, no, that's how good
and, like,
of an actor
you can
he
hear,
is.
You can hear the entire audience realize it at the same time.
Yeah, that's how great of an actor
I was
he
just
is
watching
you,
Immortal Beloved the
really
other night.
You don't notice him sometimes.
That movie is great.
Finally, like, don't cry anymore.
Oh, you've finally seen it enough where you...
Yeah, actually. Like, I've numbed
never
up.
Never seen Immortal Beloved. What's it about?
It's so good. It's about
it's
Beethoven.
It's about the piano.
The piano.
Is it the piano again?
No.
No, it's
wrong.
Beethoven. It's
Beethoven.
So good.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
he's so
really
good in it. So good.
Does he play Ludwig?
Ludwig.
Yes.
Is it a sequel to Amadeus?
No.
God damn it.
Amadeus.
Although
those movies are unrelated.
That movie was pretty good.
Rock
that
me,
was
also Amadeus. Good. I was trying to look back here and see other movies that Gary Oldman's been in that we wouldn't have necessarily gone. Like that you might have gone, holy shit, that was Gary Oldman. He was great in Harry Potter.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
In the Fifth Element, the first time I saw Fifth Element,
he kicked so much ass in the Fifth Element.
In the Fifth Element,
oh yeah, he had brilliant.
Yeah.
In that.
He had such a crazy accent,
and the plastic
the thing
head,
with the
and
hair,
with the swoop.
That was so weird that I didn't know it was him until about
Emmanuel Zorg.
Yeah, until about like 3/4 of the way through, I was like, I like sat up and was like,
oh my god, it's Gary
Oldman.
He actually stood up in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman.
Now,
what are you doing here?
Really sad that he was in Lost in Space because that was terrible.
Oh yeah, that was pretty awful. He was he mutated or something
into
a
spider.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Mortal Beloved. He was and in The Professional. He was so good. He's kind of like Jim Gordon in that too. Those are similar characters.
I don't think I've seen that one.
He does it extremely American.
With Natalie Portman?
Eli, will you fix that?
I think maybe,
What? Leon the Professional?
I think maybe bits of it, but not the whole thing.
Natalie Portman's, like, pedophiliac
tour de force. Right, right. I think maybe I didn't watch it because of that.
No, that was the first one. Beautiful Girls was the second.
God, it's so good.
Beautiful Girls, also good.
And
totally different.
Never saw Romeo is Bleeding. I never saw True Romance.
I think I've seen that one.
Dracula.
Oh, he was Dracula in Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Keanu's in that.
You know what Keanu is also in that was pretty awful also?
Oh, all the rest of his movies?
Hush.
No, that it was completely like misplaced.
He's a nice guy.
He was in some...
fucking defending his character against his acting?
He's lovely. No,
he's not really. Conversationalist.
He was in a Shakespeare movie. Which one was it? Denzel Washington was in it too. It was such a weird cast.
Who, Keanu?
Yeah, he was. Fuck.
The Hamlet remake?
No, not Hamlet.
What year?
It was a comedy. Oh God damn it, I can't remember.
Right, I'm gonna
look him up. Denzel Washington was in it. Emma Thompson was in it. Was it Denzel? Yeah, I think it was.
You're making this shit up. This is
no,
your dream
I totally have seen it.
That you've been writing for years.
You've been dreaming.
I've seen it because I was on a Shakespeare kick for a while.
See, going backwards from 06.
Much Ado About Nothing.
That's it.
Oh, the Donkey Head movie. We read that play in sixth grade.
But
oh, the
yeah.
Lake House. Eat a dick, Keanu.
I've seen that.
Suck balls,
dude. What is your beef? What is your beef here?
I have the Korean. Version.
Bill and Ted.
He is a
Bill and Ted 1 and 2. The Matrix. It's all that matters. That's
Bill and Ted 1 and 2. The Matrix. 3 films. He's a terrible actor.
Point Break.
I love that movie. He's a terrible actor.
But that he makes that movie.
Let's pretend he never
you
made that movie.
Really you cannot have that movie without Keanu.
That's actually true.
Speed.
Speed.
Speed's fun, but it's not a good movie. It's dumb.
Carry on, then.
Doesn't matter.
What? Oh, did you hear that there was debate?
Constantine was cool.
There was debate as to whether or not he was going to be back. They're actually considering a Speed sequel with him in it.
Oh, I heard something about that.
You know, I'm kind of digging this whole, like, hey, let's bring a movie back. Let's make a new sequel and get the original cast to do it. Because
there was already a second one, right?
Fast and Furious? I seriously, opening night, I'm going to be there. I am going to be there fucking opening night.
Did you ever see Chain Reaction with Keanu?
No.
That was
I was
awful.
Working in the movie theater when that came out, and I would walk in and be like...
I invented Cold Fusion! Whoa!
Yeah, I'd walk in and be like, oh.
I saw it. What was the other one? Johnny Mnemonic, I saw
I know Cold Fu. Jin. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm not giving you that one.
Oh, man, come on.
So, we were back in Uncanny Holmes, but Keanu Reeves was in The Gift, too. I don't actually remember him in that movie.
What's
but
her fate? Winona Ryder was pretty bad in Dracula, too.
I did not know this. Point Break was before Bill and Ted 2. He actually had to put the wig, the hair back on after doing Point Break. I didn't know that. Same year.
That's awesome.
That makes me sad.
Why does that make
you
sad?
No. You know what? No. Remember, we talked about this one time.
Backwards or forwards?
We talked about this one time. Bill and Ted 2 was filmed like 3 years before it was released. There was like problems.
Oh, what? How weird. That movie is great.
Yeah.
I
don't know why, but we...
Stations Creations, Good Robot Uses!
I don't know why, but we watched that in history class. I'm like, this is the wrong history
really?
To be teaching me.
Really?
That's when I moved up
Hardly anything in its accurate.
That's when I moved up to AP after that.
Yay.
I just saw that movie.
That's wonderful. Was it his teacher? Was it a PE coach?
It was a coach.
Yes. I loved having coaches for
they
history
were
class.
Nice
they
enough, and it was easy, but man.
Did you remember 12 facts? You get an A.
Wow.
Now do some push-ups.
Do them slowly.
Whoa.
Do them sensuously.
Do it some more.
Yeah. So Gary Oldman's awesome. Keanu Reeves is not. Number two, Andy McDowell from Groundhog Day.
What was bad about her?
She was okay.
I think she fit the movie, but her accent's nearly intolerable.
Yeah, but she
I
plays
never,
the same role that, in like every movie.
But,
yeah.
Okay.
Was that a fake accent or was that real?
I enjoy Groundhog Day because Bill Murray is a genius, and this is...
That is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Right. I don't remember her sticking out in a bad way.
Me either.
I don't really remember her necessarily.
She's just a foil for Bill Murray's
right.
genius.
Wait, so what was with her accent? I remember hearing about
that. She had
a real
heavy southern twang.
Right, but was that real or not? I can't remember. I know I heard about that somewhere.
Oh, God. I just read ahead to number one. And
yeah, number one is Sofia Coppola in Godfather 3, which I've never
okay,
seen.
Okay, the third movie never needed to be made.
Whoa,
anyway.
Whoa, wait.
Calm down.
Calm down
not
there.
Get
Calm
me
down.
Started on Godfather 3. I will rant.
The last line of the review, though, sums it up. It says, I know Winona Ryder dropped out of this at the last minute, but really, who did Sofia Coppola fuck to get this movie? Oh yeah, her dad. She fucked her dad out of an Oscar.
Lovely.
No, that whole movie was terrible.
I think that's pretty universal. I mean, I haven't seen
so bad. I just pretend it never happened. I've seen the other two movies over and over and over again, but the third one I saw once,
like,
and I'm
wipe
like,
your
that's
memory
it.
Of the other
that's
one.
It.
Yeah, but at least you know she went on and directed Lost in Translation, and that was a good movie.
Yeah, that's true. Did she direct anything
going
else
going back
after
to
that?
Bill Murray being awesome. That's ta-da. What?
Didn't she direct something? Oh, yeah, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
Fight
I never
Girl.
Saw that.
She
what?
Girl Fight. Didn't she do Girl
oh,
Fight?
Oh, was that her?
I don't know.
With the chick from
so.
Lost?
Right, Michelle Rodriguez.
Whatever.
Am I making that up?
I don't know if that was her.
Do I care? Wait. No.
Girl. Figget.
Why are you still looking that up?
Because now I want to know. Michelle Rodriguez, everyone that works with her hates her. No, she had nothing to do with that. I am wrong.
Where did...
Well, look up Sofia Coppola.
No.
What else has she done?
Okay.
Oh, next. She did Virgin Suicides.
That was good. And
I never saw... I read the book, but I never saw
you
the
never
movie.
Saw that?
Mm. It was a good movie.
It was good and did not make sense as a movie.
I bet. The book hardly made sense
I mean,
either,
like, there's like, at least three plots in that movie, and they don't really intersect correctly.
Is it one of those indie movie type
Yeah,
deals?
And then everybody dies, right. And they're like, wait, what happened? Where'd all
right,
these girls
that go? That book was strange to begin with.
It did, though, introduce the world to the most depressing song of all time.
Right.
Other than Mad World from Donnie Darko, is it Playground Love by Air from Virgin Suicides?
It was all Air, I think.
Yeah, they did the whole soundtrack. Right. But Playground Love is like one of the most somber and like haunting songs. So I like it. Anyway, anybody got anything else?
Well, are we going to do the other list?
We've been going for 30. And the other list, I think, like I said, I think we're all just going to agree with all of them. It's the top 25 best sci-fi movies of all time. It ends with Blade Runner.
Oh.
So,
well, okay. Thanks.
I think number two is...
Spoilers!
Number two is Aliens. Number one's Blade Runner. I think we would all be like, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
uh-huh.
Then
yeah.
just fucking yeah. read the list, uh-huh. then.
No. Why? It's anticlimactic.
Especially now that you gave out number one and number two.
Yeah. I'm done.
All right. I'm done.
Post show for Hijinks 2 Podcast number 38. Thanks for donating. Thanks for vaulting.
Being our friends.
Woohoo.
Thank you, friends.
Yeah, we'll figure out something for
so hungry.
The last show and then... Maybe a shitty movie night somewhere in between all that. Or something.
Still have a couple of weeks.
And if anybody can find a projector, I have a huge ass wall. I'm just saying.
Yes, yes, you do.